All right, today on Tech Daily, we're talking to Kurt from Nokia, and we're talking about the N9, which is due out later this year. First up, Kurt, talk about the interface. You've done something really different here.
Absolutely. So the Nokia N9 is the first device from Nokia to have the MeeGo operating system. Now, MeeGo is a very gesture-based user interface. You'll find that there are no buttons on the front of the Nokia N9. Everything is literally a swipe away. So everything kind of revolves around these three home screens. We've got our applications on one, we've got notifications on the other, and we've got multitasking on the other. So it kind of completely changes the way that you interact with your device.
Now, by now, users are used to seeing smartphones with icons and touchscreen sort of based devices. Your icons here, let's talk about the squircles.
Absolutely. So you'll find that the icons in the MeeGo or in the Nokia N9 are represented by these squircles. Now, you'll find that our Symbian platform has some updates coming really, really soon, in particular Symbian Anna, which can be found on the Nokia E6 or the Nokia X7. And those icons look very, very similar to what we've got with the MeeGo operating system. So it gives a bit of brand recognition, and hopefully when people see any above-the-line marketing from Nokia moving forward, that they can associate those icons with the Nokia brand.
Now, of course, the phone, the N9, looks really stylish, but it's also very durable, yeah?
Absolutely. So the body of the Nokia N9 is made out of a unibody polycarbonate, and it's the same material, funnily enough, used by the Finns for ice hockey helmets. So it's a really durable material. It provides very little interference with any of the radios that are built in, so we're getting some great reception, increased GPS accuracies. It's a really, really durable material. The screen itself is made out of a 3.9-inch Gorilla Glass scratch-resistant display, so we're pretty confident that people can not purposely roughhouse their phone, but be confident that they don't necessarily need to have their handset in a case to treat it well.
Okay, so the N9 coming out later this year, launching in three colours?
The two launch colours will be the black and the blue, or the cyan, depending on who you ask. The black and the blue will be available from selected operators towards the end of Q3. They're both available in a 16 gigabyte version. There'll also be a 64 gigabyte version in the black, which is still to be confirmed as to who ranges that one. There's also a pink Nokia N9, which will be available a couple of weeks after the official launch date.
Okay, so anyone who wants to look in into more information on the N9, can they hit the Nokia website now and suss out?
Yeah, sure. So you can go to nokia.com.au and perform a search for the N9 from there. Alternatively, if you go to swipe.nokia.com, there's a whole site dedicated to the Nokia N9 with some great demos and videos and information.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thank you.